Number 20, Arthur and David Denny.
Washington, you are there. The year 1852. Settlers from Cherry Grove, Illinois, under the leadership of Arthur Denny, have settled along the shores of Puget Sound. The settlement is near Elki Point. They survive a relatively mild winter. We join them now with Washington Centennial reporter Elizabeth Stone.
Hey, you're it, Sam!
Arthur Denny, what originally brought you here?
Well, I'd read and heard about opportunities here in the West. I have big ideas for this place.
So you're going to do more than just settle here?
Oh, yes. This will be more than just another logging town. We're going to build a city, a state, an empire. Isn't that right, David?
If you say so.
David, my pessimistic brother, open your mind. When we first arrived here, David cut his foot, and it got infected. He was also staying in a shelter with no roof in the rain, and a skunk stole all his food. So you have to understand, he's pretty miserable right now.
So, David Denny, why did you pick Elki Point for your settlement?
Well, we traveled all over this bay and found other shores harsh compared to this one. We need to have just the right area for ships to dock.
David, look across the bay!
What do you mean?
Doesn't that look like a more sheltered spot? A more suitable spot for incoming ships?
You mean after all the work we did building the shelter and the...
Arthur Denny travels along Elliott Bay taking soundings with a clothesline. On February 15th, 1852, he finds what he wants and claims are staked slightly north and across the bay from Elki. Today, we know it as Seattle.